To get to the huge ballroom, attendees wound their way up the Cuban Club's marble staircases past velvet rope lines and security. On the way, they'd come to a patch of red carpet where they could pose for photos in front of a Republican banner.
Excuse me, sir. Are you going to keep that photograph forever?
Oh, if I can find it, yeah. Hopefully they drop it to my email address or something. But...
Lachlan Marquet is a writer and reporter for the Conservative Heritage Foundation. He knows there is no winning without the Hispanic vote.
We put a very big emphasis on conservative outreach to Hispanics. We feel that they're naturally of a conservative inclination and that our message will really resonate with them. So, you know, I think the sound of one's last name shouldn't determine one's politics.
Except for those distinctive last names, Marquet doesn't see much difference between Hispanic voters and non-Hispanic voters. Neither does Laura Regas, a spokeswoman for the American Conservative Union. She says the two groups are approachable on the same terms.
Our Hispanic message is no different than our message to the rest of the country. Everyone is worried about jobs and the economy.
Desperately in need of Hispanic votes and political influence, the Republican State Leadership Committee developed a strategy. Committee President Chris Jankowski said it set out to find Hispanic candidates for legislative offices in Republican and swing districts all over the country, and it banked about $1 million to help support their campaign.
We set out a goal over a year ago to recruit 100 new candidates of Hispanic descent to run as Republicans in America. And we have exceeded that goal, and we've brought a few of them here tonight.
My name is Manuel Castaneda. I'm running for the state legislature in the state of Oregon for House District 28.
The son of a poor Mexican family, he herded goats as a child. Castaneda came to the U.S. at 14. He got a lawnmower, started a landscaping business that branched into heavy construction work, and now as a business success, he's running for a state House seat in a politically mixed district that's about 10% Hispanic. He plans to campaign on traditional Republican values, but he says he'll get his Hispanic votes by being Hispanic.
A lot of them are Democrats, but we identify with them. I identify with them. I'm an immigrant.
In the Cuban Club ballroom, major festivities. Two of the nation's three Hispanic governors, Brian Sandoval of Nevada and Susana Martinez of New Mexico, made brief speeches. And then, the big surprise of the night, three of Mitt Romney's five sons came to the stage, Tag, Ben, and Craig. Here's what Craig had to say.
Mi padre ha logrado bastante en su vida como empresario, como líder de los Juegos Olímpicos en Salt Lake City.
Craig learned his fluent Spanish as a missionary in Chile. He's also just released a radio ad in Spanish saying his father, quote, greatly values that we are a nation of immigrants, and it reminds voters that his grandfather was born in Mexico. The Romney campaign is hoping Hispanic voters will listen to that and forget the hard line that Romney took on immigration during the primaries. I'm Rick Stone in Tampa.